Hey, everyone, and welcome back to another mini episode of Approximately Correct. I'm Scott, and for today we have something just a little bit different. You may have noticed that once or twice in the past few episodes, we have mentioned our conference Upper Bound, which is happening at the end of this month. We're very excited for it. It's a big event, and we bring in a whole bunch of AI enthusiasts and experts and industry leaders from around the world to join us for a week of sessions and panels and talks. We like to say that it's not your average AI conference, but what does that actually mean? So I grabbed some time with some very busy people who are putting on the conference to talk about what sets Upper Bound apart from other events in the AI space and how we see it shaping the future of AI development and adoption. And the first step for that was to go talk to my boss.
I'm Cam Linke. I'm the CEO here at AIME. So there's this theme this year around AI renaissance with Upper Bound. And one of the things, you know, looking back at the renaissance, it was this interesting confluence of different technologies that were coming together, different people from different areas that were coming together, you know, a mix of new technologies and new techniques on the art side, new people to the arts, a mix of, you know, people who've been in the field forever. It's kind of this confluence of all these things. And you're seeing the same thing in AI right now. You're seeing as a big part of Upper Bound, why we put together the conference. And that's this year's theme, is that we have people, you know, looking at how AI can be used in energy in the environment, in law. There's all these different areas that AI is having an impact on, that new technologies are being brought in and new perspectives are being brought into the field overall. And so having those all combined together in this renaissance era that we're hitting of AI is really exciting for us. The cliche of it is always, you know, people. When you talk about why you're excited about a conference, the talks are great. I think you get people, you know, really giving talks that they might not give anywhere else, because they're giving it a little bit more of a intimate setting. Feels like you're talking to, you know, peers, your community, your friends type thing. And, you know, that really happens here. So the talks that people are able to give, but all the side conversations that are had between sessions, again, bringing together groups that may not normally collide and may not normally be together at a conference, the unique discussions that are had between people, the excitement and interaction between people at the conference, and the ideas, and whether it's new research projects, new startups, investments that are made, the things coming out of it are really a result of the group of people that are coming together. So it is always, you know, it's a cliche, but it really is the people at a conference like this. And I think the unique mix of people and how we bring them together for in a festival-like atmosphere that makes the week really fun.
If you get the sense that Cam is really excited for Upper Bound, that is true. So after talking to him, it was time to head down a couple desks and talk to my friend Rosa.
So I'm Rosa Ellithorpe. I am the Director of Academic Relations here at AIME, meaning that I work directly with our post-secondary partners and our Canada CIFAR AI chairs and our AIME fellows. I'm helping run the academic track themes, that is Blue Sky Research, AI and Law, AI and Continual Learning, Large Language Models, and Environment and Energy.
Very busy.
Very busy. I think because there's such a mystery around AI and machine learning, that the only way we're going to adopt it and continue moving is building the gap between the people that have minimal knowledge to people with advanced knowledge and connecting them. Because if we can't just have a black hole of very intelligent and smart researchers, if we aren't getting all the work they're doing out into the world and to help advance and use that in applications. I think it's important because here at AIME, we have so much strength in the foundational pieces of machine learning and artificial intelligence. When we think about where we are now in this field of AI and ML, we have to remember that where we came from, the three foundational pieces of research were invented in Canada, and one of those being reinforcement learning that was basically invented here at the U of A. And those fundamental pieces are the things that were the catalyst for us to be where we are now and why it's making such an impact across around the globe, really. So my favorite part of Upper Bound last year as a non-technical person was sitting in on a very technical talk by our keynote, Peter Stone from Sony AI, who did on the Sophie GT development on teaching the GT racing driving, and how I was able to listen to his technical talk and make the connections to the real world applications. And it really unlocked a new level of understanding for me as a non-technical person into how this technical world applies to us and what the future looks like. AI is everywhere, and we're really looking to build on AI literacy and help people understand how it's not only impacting their industries now, but into the future and the opportunities that are there. And our big motto at AIME is AI for good and for all. And we always have that lens there. So you have AI everywhere and how you can use it responsibly.
So I hope that has helped show a little bit of what we're planning for Upper Bound and why we feel that collaborative spirit is vital to the future of AI. I want to thank Cam and Rosa for giving me some of their time, which is in short supply right now. So if you heard all that and want to join us for Upper Bound, you do have some time left. We do have a website, upperbound.ai, which has sessions and schedules and info on how you can get your pass. So we hope to see you there if you're joining us starting on May 21st. And even if you're not, we are hoping to talk to some of the amazing speakers that we'll be having at the conference here, so stay tuned for that. And of course, the best way to stay tuned for that is to subscribe to Approximately Correct. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere that you find your podcasts. All right, that's it for this week. Alon and I have another full episode coming to you at the end of May, and we're really looking forward to that. So we'll see you then.